In December, the massive coal ash spill at a Tennessee Valley Authority power plant in East Tennessee made people aware of a hazard they'd never really considered before. And no one knows how much of a problem it's going to be.
We're looking out across the Emory River and
Matt Landon is a volunteer for the environmental group United Mountain Defense. These days, he spends a lot of time near the Tennessee Valley Authority's ash spill site. His double respirator mask, his personal video camera, and his vocal criticism of the TVA have all become fixtures here. It was on one of his recent rounds near the Emory River that he saw something that scared him.
I drove around the bend here on Emory River Road, and I witnessed a massive dust storm coming off of the entire coal ash disaster site.
Landon says the dust cloud was about 70 to 80 feet high and about a half mile wide. Coal ash can contain several toxic heavy metals like arsenic, lead, and mercury. For Landon, the sight of this swirling cloud was a sobering and frightening reminder that it wouldn't take much for the toxic materials contained in the wet, cement-like sludge to dry out and become airborne. When Landon walks up to Diana Anderson's house on the Emory River, her Shih Tzus go nuts. And no wonder. Here's this tall, lanky guy in a double respirator mask headed their way. Anderson has lived here for 40 years now, just downwind from the plant, and she never worried about it. But since the spill, she's begun to notice changes in her health.
My sinuses are irritated. I have a raspy throat, and I do a lot of coughing, and my head hurts, and I feel very, very, very fatigued.
Anderson has volunteered to let Matt Landon test the air near her home. So the two head to her kitchen sink, where they wash and prepare Pyrex dishes. They'll set the dishes out on Anderson's back porch to collect dust. After a while, Landon will send the dust samples off to a lab to find out what's in the air.
We have actually five of these here, so I've got four more to go.
The TVA is also testing the air, with help from the state of Tennessee and the EPA. TVA spokesman Gil Francis says they've already collected more than 10,000 air samples.
We're taking samples 24/7. The samples are coming back that the air quality is meeting this national air ambient standards, and we're going to continue to work hard to make sure that's what the case is going forward.
That might be easier said than done. Francis says the TVA has done a lot to keep the ash from drying out and blowing around. They've dropped straw and grass seed from helicopters and coated the ash in an acrylic mixture. But Stephen Smith of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says nobody really knows what it's going to take to clean this mess up or how the people who live downwind will be affected.
There are still a lot of unknowns about this. We've never had an ash spill at this size, and I think people ought to err on the side of caution.
If there's one bit of consolation for the people living near the TVA coal ash spill, it's this. The National Weather Service says during the summer months, this region is among the least windy and most humid in the country. For the Environment Report, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.